the mic, 910 the fan, 105.1 FM. It's a Victory Tuesday for the Commanders. It's hour number two. You know we've had Darrell Owens on here before, Legacy Maker, Sports Network, Bowie TV, all those great places. I'm often jealous of him. He's down on the field. He's living his life. I'm sometimes not jealous of him when it's raining, when it's cold. I'm sitting in the nice, cozy press box eating popcorn and chuckling at his fate. Last night, though, very jealous of him. He's on the line right now. Darrell Owens, Legacy Maker, Sports Network, Bowie TV. What's up, dude? You coming back from Cincy? Is that what's up right now?
Yeah, currently driving back as you speak.
I love it. You are in the end zone. You're right behind what I called the greatest Commander's catch of at least the last decade. And there's a picture of the catch, and your jaw is just dropped. What were you thinking in that moment there as you're watching Terry pull that in?
All right, so I got to give you the full perspective. So as the play was developing, I usually have two cameras. So I have a long lens that I use for the shots a little bit further out and one up close. So as the play was developing, I noticed that Jaden was about to go deep, and then I saw Terry rolling along the sideline. So I said, okay, I got to switch cameras. Before I could even switch, Terry was already making the catch in the end zone. And I may have said something a little loud that I probably can't say on the radio because I was kind of I was amazed by the shot. I was like, oh, my. And it went from there. So it kind of just it was just interesting. But the energy was amazing from the Commanders fans that was there. And, you know, I was at least able to get the shot of him celebrating the touchdown. And you could just kind of see the fans in the background, the Cincinnati and the fans just heartbroken. So that part of it was, cool for that, photography perspective. But it was a great catch. And I knew it was a catch as soon. I knew it was clean. He was not a bounce as soon as he got it. But it was great to see Terry get that catch, man, because it's been a little rough for him lately. And I think, he needed that game last week.
Completely agree. As you can see it on social, he's on Twitter, DLO_legacy. Great shot of the celebration. You've been around this team for a minute now. How different is the vibe this year with Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels?
The vibe is definitely different. I mean, last year it was kind of like a cloud. I don't think a lot of us wanted to admit it. We was hoping for the best. It was kind of a cloud because we knew there would be some things upcoming. This year is like the first year that it's all the Josh Harris era, new coach, new GM, all that good stuff. And the players just seem like they brought in. And I know there's still some, progress for them to go, but you can just tell the difference. I mean, even the energy level for the game, despite the amazing show that the Cincinnati, Bengals put on pregame, the lights and the fireworks. I mean, if you're a Bengals fan, getting hyped for that game would have been easy to get hyped for just based off of how amazing everything was. But I saw something before the Commanders came out. They didn't look phased. They just looked like they were ready for football last night. And it showed early. I mean, even after the Jamar Chase catch, I said to myself, like, oh, man. But then from that point on, they never looked back. They just put their foot on the pedal and kept going.
Just every single possession, right? No margin for error because since he scored every time too. If they don't get any of those touchdowns, they don't win that game last night. If they don't get that Terry McLaurin catch, I think we're talking about a moral victory Tuesday. Darrell Owens joins us from Legacy Maker Sports Network and Bowie TV. He was out there in Cincinnati. You mentioned Terry. I think the Terry journey is they showed on TV all the quarterbacks he's worked with. And now I think there's this hope he's finally got a legitimate, bona fide NFL quarterback throwing it to him. I think that's going to do some good things.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way. I mean, they made fun of him last week. I know the Cincinnati player, Taylor Britt, said, oh, it's a college offense and all that stuff. And you can definitely tell in the press conference last week that Coach Kingsbury didn't take that too lightly. It was a really short answer, and he just kind of said, okay. He said he can have his opinion and went on from there. And, you know, a lot of people came to you and say, well, was he lying? Personally, you can tell that he's making him comfortable to make everything flow. So I don't think personally he was completely lying about what he was saying, but I think people look at it like, oh, he's dissing, he's dissing his madness. But what Cliff has done is he's made Jaden comfortable, and it's showing. And I think slowly but surely he's going to give him more and more and more of the offense, and it's just going to get better from here, or it should get better from here. So I'm excited, and I really think that, we've heard coaches in the past say, oh, we got to give Terry the ball, we got to figure out Terry and got to make sure Terry gets this. This might be the first time since I've been covering the team that they said it and they actually tried to do it. So
yeah,
that part of it was nice to see. I mean, yeah, they missed on a couple of them, but they tried. And I think that part is big. And I think fans want to see Terry get in the action. And so when they see that they're actually trying to get him the ball, it's like, okay, I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I love what I've seen from Cliff Kingsbury so far, and the concepts, setting up the concepts, just the cohesion to the game plan. It reminds me, in a very complimentary way, of Jay Gruden, who I thought also had really strong game plans. Maybe never quite had a Jaden Daniels to work with, though. That's a cheat code right there when you got a guy who can run for it and making the defense respect him on every single play, and that frees up receivers, that frees up B-Rob, that frees up Eckler to do a lot of good stuff. Darrell Owens is on. I know you're a Packers guy, so I want to hit this real quick. Malik Willis, how impressive have you been by them being able to get him into the lineup?
Unbelievable, right? I'll be honest with you. I said to myself, once Jordan Love had went down in that first game and they said Malik is going to start, I said to myself, they got to find a way to win at least two. They can find a way to win two before Jordan gets back. That doesn't hurt their chances. You know, they were saying, oh, he'll be back, Rams game or Texans game. Now it looks like he could be back next week, depending on. But I'll be honest with you, even if he doesn't come back next week, I have enough confidence in Malik Willis right now, and I think his confidence is through the roof. And I would be okay with him going up against a very high Sam Darnold in the Minnesota Vikings football team. I think the biggest thing that the Packers did for Malik was to help him. They tailored the game around his talents. And I don't think in Tennessee they were kind of doing that. They just kind of, for me, it felt like they just threw him out there and hoped that he would, here's the play, you make it happen. And Matt LaFleur and the amazing Tom Clemens, shout out to Tom Clemens. He's done a great thing for quarterbacks in Green Bay. And he was able to help, get him comfortable. And he looks like a completely different player. He looks like he's the starter in the league right now, like hands down.
It's I love good coaching makes players so much better, and it looks like he's got good coaching in Green Bay. And shoot, Vikings look like they have good coaching too. Could be a fun division this year. Darrell Owens, we'll let you walk on this. What does this change about the Commanders' season? We'll talk about this in our next segment here. What's the ceiling now for this team after a win like that?
Well, if you go on the land of the internet, you can definitely tell that fans are excited about it. But this is what the fans have been wanting for years. They want a team to be excited about. And the vibe that I'm getting is they have a good chance of, really getting off to a good start. And Arizona's a game that's going to be a kind of tough one. And obviously the Cliff seeing, going back to Arizona, so that's going to be a storyline. Obviously, Jaden going back down to, that area, that's going to be a storyline. If they can find a way to win that game, they got a struggling Cleveland team, and then you got the Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels matchup in a couple of weeks. They can go into that game at 4-1. And I know that's a lot of expectation right off the bat, but it's a possibility. And I think the fan base is here for it. They've been waiting for some glimmer of hope for a long time, and I think right now they're getting it, and I hope that it continues.
It's a fun time to be a Commanders fan, and it's a fun time to be in the end zone in Cincinnati last night. Darrell Owens, thanks for making some time for us.
Hey, anytime, Mike. It was great to be back on, brother.
I love it. Great to have you on, and he's got his 15 minutes of fame. I love it. It's awesome. We'll talk more about the game We'll talk more about what this means for the season. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.